Hey guys, welcome to After Hours, a one-of-a-kind podcast where we talk about anything and everything, brought to you by Nikita and Harley.
This started off as an inside joke for a 2 a.m. conversations, but now we're pleased to announce that we've turned it into reality.
So please sit back and enjoy, and welcome to our show.
For today's episode, we will be talking about fears.
We started off by listing a couple of fears that we feel like we both face, and that included the fear of failure, the fear of being misunderstood,
and more.
I feel like for you, it's more so the fear of failure, like for school.
I agree. Like, from a young age, my parents and like the people around me have always put so much emphasis on education that I've just grown up making that one of my biggest priorities, if you know what I mean. And so I don't really know how to deal with failure in that aspect of my life. Because, like, it's never really happened because I put in so much effort.
Yeah,
and, like,
I
like, prevent it from happening to me because I don't know how to deal with it, I guess.
My fear of failure has nothing to do with academics. I didn't grow up with such a big emphasis on, like, grades and what it's, like, what people say about me on paper. Like, what a teacher says about me on paper. As a kid, yeah, they were like, oh, like, Harley needed to step up and do better because I had like such bad grades as a kid. They just thought that I like didn't put in the effort because they care more about like how much effort or how much hard work I do than they do about the outcome of it, because like if you worked hard enough, that like to them that matters more than the grade. Like, they've never made me feel bad about having like a bad grade because I have had my fair share of those.
It's not my parents making me feel bad about it. It's genuinely just myself. I hold myself to a certain standard, I guess, because they put emphasis on having a good education, but they've never explicitly been like, you have to get like above a 9. You know what I mean? Like, it's just me doing that.
I feel like we learned about this in Global Citizenship.
I don't remember because I was asleep for a lot of Global Citizenship.
Oh.
I'm not even gonna lie. My teacher, I love my teacher. Oh my God. God bless that man.
He would just let me sleep.
Yeah. And I saw him the other day and he was like, oh, so you still drinking those drinks then? And he was like,
the Jones.
Yeah. And I was like, yep. still wasting $3 on that.
Girl, you need to save your money and get a job.
Anyways,
so what is like the fear of failure look like for you then, if it's not really in an academic setting? Is it more like in a social sort of way?
Yeah, I feel like my fear of failure has a lot more to do with connections and my friendships than it does academics, because like my friendships and the relationships I have with other people, they're far more important to me than any like freaking test in school, I'm gonna be honest. Because like I always want to be that person where someone like can talk to me and they feel safe and they feel respected and they feel heard. Like, I want to be the person that's there for other people. I don't know if I'm always the best at that. I try to be, but honestly, like, I feel like I consider myself...
Would you consider yourself a failure if you didn't like hold to those expectations that you have?
I guess so. Like, I would feel really bad or upset if someone told me that like they needed to talk to me or they really needed me there and I wasn't able to show up for them. And the people that I'm close with, I'm really close with.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be there for them because of how close we are with each other.
Dap me up.
So, like, if some of my close friends told me, like, oh, Harleen, I needed you and you didn't show up for me or something like that, I would feel terrible. I've never really attached my belief of failure to school because, first of all, I hate school with a burning passion.
Oh.
So I feel like it's kind of...
an interesting take.
Oh my God, I hate school.
Okay, like what you were saying about like the social aspect of things and how you feel like a failure if you weren't there for someone.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like, that's what I feel like is my main...
Yeah, so that's like your main thing. I'm the same way, but not to the extent that you are. I care about my close relationship and I'll maintain them and I'll work hard to be there for people. But if I'm not, that's just something I'll actively work on.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, though. I place a lot of value on, like, being emotionally intelligent, like, knowing people, understanding, being good at, like, just reading a person and, like, analyzing them and stuff like that. So that's why, like, that would hurt me more. Like, of course I know I can work on it, and of course I know I can make up for any mistakes that I make, but that is what would affect me most. Like, if I were to have, like, a bad test grade and then, like, someone telling me that I've been a bad friend... like, I would feel, like, 100 times worse just because somebody told me I was being a bad friend.
Yeah. Perfect way to go into our next topic, Harleen. Do you have a fear of being misunderstood?
I think that is my biggest fear. Being misunderstood, which leads to, like, being alone. That is my, like, that makes biggest sense. Fear in my life.
Yeah, no. Something that bothers me a lot is the fact that people can't really fully understand where you're coming from or what your perspective on a situation is because they're not you. Like, you could be doing something with good intentions, but it may, like, come off wrong or it may come out wrong, and other people could perceive that in a different way.
Oh, and then, gosh. Like, just, like, making one wrong move just because you believed one thing and the other person believed the other thing, and they're, like, immediately, no. My goodness,
no. Or, like, if you're having a bad day and you lash out and then everyone thinks you're mean or a horrible person. It's just, no.
Don't it's even get me it's started. Too much for me. See, this is why I don't have a fear of, like, failure. This is my biggest fear. Like, this I could not deal with it.
It's a horrible feeling, especially when trying to explain what your perspective was.
And then they're not listening.
Yeah. They're not listening, or they say that they're listening and...
But they're not actually, like, they're just saying it for the sake of saying. They're not actively
listening. They're passively listening in one ear and out the other.
Yeah. Because they, it's like they've already made up their beliefs.
This is growth mindset.
Oh, it's so bad. And then it gives me so much anxiety because I was like, shoot, like, oh my God, I just hurt somebody. You know, they're not listening to me. They don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it to them. I don't know what I can say. I don't know if they're willing to listen. And it just keeps going and going.
Both of us are such bad overthinkers. If somebody is off in the slightest bit, I genuinely think they hate me. Genuinely think they hate me, and I will overthink every single little interaction, and I'll be like...
I just start crashing out. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And it's just, like, the smallest thing ever that just causes such a ripple. I can't even bring myself
to crash out. I just start crying.
I don't cry.
Oh my God.
I can't cry. I don't, bro, like...
Bro, it's because you bottle up your emotions.
I just... No,
and, like, you don't think anything is worth crying over. You're like... get over it later type thing. Anyway, yeah, I don't like, that's
what you are. I'm not bottling up my emotions. I just, like, every day is a new day, bro. If it's not bringing
you can't just throw things under the rug.
I'm not brushing it under the rug, though. I just, like, I genuinely feel like if a situation isn't serving me, it's not worth my energy. If it's not going in the right way, then...
Well, yeah, if it's not serving you, then it's, like, not worth your energy. But...
So I just think that every situation is not serving me. But, yeah, I feel like that's pretty much where my fear of being misunderstood kind of stems from.
Also, I am low-key scared to stand up for myself because I feel like people are gonna think I'm a bad person. You know what I mean? I feel like that comes from inner people-pleasing tendencies, but yeah, I just feel bad. Like, I just feel bad to stand up for myself or speak out because people are going to think I'm not understanding their perspective or I'm
or like being the one pushy or something.
You know how we were talking about how we don't like when other people don't listen to our perspective?
Oh, you don't want to make someone else feel like that?
I don't want to make someone else feel like that because... I don't know. I just feel
it just wouldn't feel good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I really do that.
I don't think you do. You're a very confrontational person, to be honest.
That's because I was kind of forced.
Yeah, you've gotten over your fear of confrontation through experiences in your life, which I'm proud of you for.
Oh, thank you. Like you said before, you can't truly know what somebody's thinking or feeling or something like that. And I don't like the feeling. Like, I guess I just don't like that idea, so I try to come up with, like, every possible outcome.
You know
how... And then check the most plausible one, and I'm like, I don't know. It's like a whole system in my head, and I couldn't even begin to explain it to you if I wanted to.
It's okay, girl. You don't need to be able to articulate everything. But, you know that question that people ask that's like, what, if you were a superhero, what superpower would you want to have?
Read minds.
Yeah, I always say mind reading because...
I honestly didn't know, like, what I would say till right now, pretty much.
Really?
I would always think on it so hard. I was like, oh, like, maybe flying so I could go to all my favorite places, you know, travel.
Those are so surface level, though. Dude. I want to know what you think about me. I want to know your first impression. For real. Like, no filter as to where,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's really valid.
Like, I hope I carry myself well enough for you to be like, oh, she seems like a nice person.
I was talking about this with somebody, but I don't remember who it was, but I was just talking about, like, how people who don't know me perceive me.
You were saying that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, what people think of me when they first see me and why.
Yeah.
I can figure out the why, like, if they tell me.
What's my aura? Like...
The last topic we're going to be talking about today is the fear of conflict. And I think that this is prevalent in my life because I just don't like confrontation. I just can't stand the idea that people might dislike me. What do you mean? What do you mean you don't like me? Please.
Honestly, I don't struggle with confrontation that much anymore. I struggle with conflict because I'm scared that I won't be able to articulate what I want to say properly, and then, like, the other person...
It's just gonna make it worse.
Yeah, and then the other person, like, misunderstanding what I say, or I say something wrong, and then it just,
that
like...
That kind of goes into the fear of being misunderstood as well, but...
Yeah, I think, because, like, that entire fear, it kind of, it seeps into, like, every aspect of my life. So, this relates heavily to that as well, because, I'm not scared to get into a fight with somebody. It's more so that I'm scared of it not being resolved.
The person I am, like, I can't fully articulate things when I'm upset. Like, I can't fully say what I need to say without, I don't know, getting emotional over it. Because what I've noticed is that after a situation occurs and then I go home and think about it, I'm like, oh, like, I could have said so many more things, or I could have said this so much better, and it might have, like, actually gotten my point across.
I think for me it's the opposite. I tend to take out how I feel, and I only focus on intellectualizing it, so I just logically think it through. But then if the conflict is resolved in the moment, later I might focus more on why I was feeling a certain way, or what exactly I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, that's not true at all. It was actually something else, and I said another thing. It takes me a bit to process fully what exactly happened and how I'm reacting to it, because I always separate the two. And then I feel bad for bringing it up later if I've already resolved the conflict. I'm like, oh, like, I'm so sorry I'm bringing this up again. But I feel like, because I'm not scared to confront people anymore. Like, if I feel a certain way, if I feel like I really have to say it, I will say it. I just feel bad about it sometimes because I don't want to reopen the conflict or make them feel upset.
Put salt in the wound.
Yeah. But I also know that it's important for me to get my point across as well, because, like, it takes two to conflict. So.
It takes two to solve a situation.
Yeah, so it's just as important for me to say what I feel like is important saying, just as the same for the other person.
Yeah.
That came out a little rocky, but it's okay.
It's okay. I also feel like I'm an emotional person overall, and oftentimes, upset about a situation, I'll just go quiet.
Oh.
So I can't really, like, articulate my feelings either, because I just feel like whatever I'm saying is not being listened to. I don't know why.
I just think that I'm being too much in the moment. It makes it difficult for me, because I know, like, as soon as I get into a fight or a conflict with somebody, I'm immediately thinking about everything. Like all the different reasons why we got to this point, what happened, how I feel, what the other person's probably thinking, how I can clear the confusion, stuff like that. And so there's so many thoughts racing in my mind, and I'm struggling to get them all out in a coherent
manner
for them. And I just think that I'm being really difficult for them. And then I'm scared to, like...
That's so understandable.
I'm scared to properly articulate what I'm trying to say for them to understand, because I don't want to keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like a whole thing. It's so bad.
I know. In my previous experiences with arguments, I've just experienced people not really having an open mind and listening to my perspective. So I think it's just engraved in my mind. I'm just like, does it really matter if I say this? Like, will they listen to me either way?
Mm-hmm. I'm really grateful that my friends, like, everybody I'm friends with or I often get into fights with, they're very patient with me, because they know what kind of person I am. And even when I do feel like I'm being difficult, or I feel like I'm being too much, they give me that time to process and, like, verbally just say things, just so I can say them and articulate it properly later.
Yeah.
So I'm really grateful for that, because, like, I feel like a burden whenever I'm, like, expressing however I feel, but I know it's important because I'm trying to make that change.
Exactly. And if you don't talk about, like, the way you feel about a situation, it's gonna come back to haunt you.
Exactly. And then it just builds up, and
then
it just, like, when
and then it just all, like, explodes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to deal with that situation.
No.
So just get it done.
Oh my days. It's so I hate fighting with people, and I hate fighting with somebody, like, I love, or fighting with somebody I really care for, because I'm so scared of, like, breaking that connection or doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And then if, like, that does happen, then I literally fall apart, because I blame it on myself. I'm like, okay, this is my fault. Like, I should have been actively working towards something, and I should have been doing better, but it's my fault that we ended up the way we did.
If you're close with somebody, you end up sharing a lot with them.
I'm so bad at shutting up sometimes.
No, like, I love that about you, because I love listening to you. I feel like that's something that comes back. Like, if you lose a relationship with someone that, like,
I lose my mind.
Yeah, like, you've told everything to, like, they've been there for you since day one. It's just so hard to, like, have someone in your life 24/7 and they're just not there anymore.
It's, oh my days, the absence is, it's just, that's exactly why I'm so scared of, like, being misunderstood, why I'm so scared of, like, fighting with somebody or somebody walking out on me, something like stuff
like
that.
This is what I mean, like, I just hate that not everybody knows me enough to know that my intentions are,
I guess that's why I'm an oversharer,
usually pure.
I guess
what do you mean, why?
Just so that my intentions are clear, I guess. Like, I will, I...
You don't only overshare about, like, emotional aspects, though.
I overshare about nearly every aspect of my life.
But it's cute. Like, we love it.
Yeah, but it's not always a good thing, though. Because
that's true.
I'll be telling that's things true. To people that I have no business telling to. Like, some people just don't need to know things about
but
my life.
But you also said that you're fairly introverted, so how does that work? Like,
I don't
once
know.
Once you get to know someone, you're just an overshare?
Yeah.
But you also said that, like, when you don't know, like, someone like that, you're still an overshare.
If I'm friends with somebody, friends in the sense, like, as soon as I'm comfortable
what?
With
just
somebody.
Just to make conversation?
Because I can't small talk. I'm so bad at small talk. And so if I meet someone and hitting it off, I'll immediately just start, like, I don't know, like, just yapping and blabbering about all sorts of things. And they're sitting there, like, so intrigued because nobody's ever talked to them like this, because who goes on to tell their life story the minute you meet them? But that's something I apparently love doing. And I get why I do that, but it's like...
Small talk is boring.
I don't know how to small talk. What is small talk?
It's like, what's the weather like today? Like,
don't care about that. I just know it's still jacket season, so I could not care less about what the weather's like. What? It's true. Like, I still have to wear a jacket outside. It's still, like, minus 10 outside, so...
Yeah.
Screw the weather, bro.
You're small talking right now.
How is this small talk?
Because you were just, like...
Talking about the weather?
It's jacket season.
Oh, my days. Okay, so I'm not actually ever gonna say that to somebody when they ask me, what's the weather like?
This is, like, a subcategory of a deep conversation.
Exactly. Thank you.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, it's Nikita. I'm now just realizing that we did not film a conclusion for this podcast episode, so this is going to be me concluding this episode of the After Hours podcast. I just wanted to make a quick side note that me and Harleen were literally dying for half of this podcast, and I had to cut it all out because we kept laughing too much, but I know you guys are going to want to hear some of these masterpieces because they're hilarious, so I'm adding some bloopers at the end, and thank you for listening. We will catch you next episode.
Hi, everyone. Today's episode.
May I please have some more, sir?
My first experience with a British brown girl.
Are you stupid?
Oh. Ho.
Ho. Are you yawning at me?
No,
I'm just tired. It's my nap time.
It's 3 p.m.
Exactly.
Ever since I was a kid.
We did so well. Why did you start
we did
yapping?
So good.
Who told you to mention me yawning, bro? You could have just let me yawn
by listening.
I tried so hard.